If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
This Friday, head to the 27th Annual Oyster Fest Chicago, presented by Shaw's Crab House and located at 435 North Wabash at Hubbard Street and Rush Street. Guests can enjoy fresh seafood from some of the best restaurants and growers across the country, alongside craft beer and live music and synth-pop musical headliner St. Lucia. For more information, the full lineup, or to purchase tickets, visit OysterFestChicago.com.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. Big fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
We're going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
It is just past 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Alshon Jeffrey returning to the practice field yesterday for the Bears, but will the workload increase today at Halas Hall? Not so much, as they were back to work in Lake Forest this afternoon. Alshon Jeffrey practicing for a second straight day, however, he was limited. If he does play on Sunday, the question is, how effective can he actually be against the Packers?
You know, we'll get a chance to evaluate that. We still have time before Sunday. That's why we're out here practicing. You know, again, as I've said many times, I'd rather they're out here every day, all the time, but that's not reality, you know, in this sport.
Nope. Bears head coach John Fox and the Bears and Packers will get together Sunday at noon on the lakefront for week number one. The Cubs starting a 4-game set with the Phillies tonight, same team that swept the Cubs back in July at Wrigley. Cole Hamels, no-hitter, the highlight of that series. Jake Arrieta was the other pitcher that day. He aims for his 19th win of the season as he gets started in the opener tonight. Meantime, the Cubs are lining up the pitching staff for Arrieta in the NL wildcard game, and also the team announcing today that they will be holding an online lottery for the next 2 weeks for a chance to buy postseason tickets. White Sox have the day off. Twins are in town tomorrow. Quiet afternoon in the big leagues, just 2 games later on for getaway day, so to speak. Rangers and Mariners and Seattle. King Felix on the mound for that one, and the Rockies and the Padres in San Diego. Both get started later on this hour. NYPD has apologized for the arrest of American tennis star James Blake after police mistook him for a criminal. The officer in the case has now been placed on assignment. Brand new five-year deal to keep the all-pro Luke Kuechly in the Carolina Panthers organization. And you have the Steelers and the Patriots starting things off tonight. We'll have that for you in the score starting at 6:45. Join Budweiser, Cubs pitcher Jason Mott, and his teammates on Wrigley Field for the inaugural Chicago Cornhole Challenge on September 19th, benefiting the Jason Mott Foundation. Sponsorships and spectator tickets still available. Just go to Cubs.com/cornhole for all the information. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Todd Bowles, according to the New York Daily News, said, "I just like him to be smarter moving forward."
Good luck with that.
In terms of how he says things.
Todd.
It's not going to happen.
No.
He's not going to be smarter moving forward in terms of how he says things. He's Brandon Marshall.
I mean, he might be a pretty good coach, but that's a mess. You got that idiot on your team to start with. Your quarterback gets punched out even though he's no damn good anyway. Todd has got his hands full, I'd say. I'll give him this. At least he addressed it. At least he didn't act like he didn't hear it.
Well, I don't know what Brand didn't hear some of that. I heard most of all of it, but I didn't hear some of that.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
And Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
He's James Big Cat Williams.
Kyle Long is a monster of a man. Physically, he is built for any position along the offensive line. His head's going to be swimming in a minute if they move him to right tackle. When you move out to tackle, your communication is limited. When you're at guards, you have the center to talk to you. You have a tackle to talk to you. Now you're moved out to tackle, and guards really don't talk that much for some odd reason. If you put Kyle out there at tackle with no one to communicate with him, it could get interesting for the first half of the season, first three quarters of the season.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm not dying.
Dan Bernstein.
You could field dress a rabbit, make a stew out of it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. There's still plenty of meat on that bone. Now you take this home, throw it in a pot, add some broth, a potato. Baby, you got a stew going.
That's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's quite a mix for you, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. No, I'm not field dressing anything.
I was thinking about it. I saw a rabbit I was standing on my front porch yesterday, and there was one just sitting there right in the front yard. I'm thinking, maybe.
Carrots and the celery and the stew?
Shot.
Ready?
I get hungry when I see a big fat rabbit just lazing around right there. That just looks like dinner.
You're the dude, man.
It's so good.
You ate that rabbit in about 4 seconds.
It was awesome. And I told you, when we went to that restaurant,
Bobby Flay's.
I was secretly hoping that it would suck because remember when we had Bobby Flay on and he was kind of a jerk kind of annoying and he's mellowed in his old age. I'm told that he's not like what he was and he was a brash youngster at the Food Network. But I was hoping it was you know, let's just see what this guy can do. It was unbelievable.
Well,
so
and their weekend brunches are out of this world.
Oh,
I'm telling you, I don't know much about him. You know, I'm not that guy, but. It's just a spectacular place to eat. So but not the rabbit. I've not noticed. It's not on the brunch menu. How about a rabbit to start your day?
Nice rabbit omelet. No, not happening for you.
It's not happening.
Leo in Naperville. You're on WSCR.
Hey guys. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the 6.5-point spread. I think this year we'll probably get back to watching. I mean, when we do want to watch Bears, watching real football, because I think as a fandom, we've been so shell-shocked from Dr. Death the past 2 years that, I mean, it's hard for an NFL team to score 40 points, let alone 50, but the Bears did that. You know, they gave up 40 points 7 times the last 2 years. So I think from a standpoint of the coaching staff and the whole coaching staff, both offensive and defensive, they'll do things to keep games manageable. So when you think about the Packers going on the road, game one, themselves dealing with injury, I think they'll cover the spread, but it's not going to be probably as obvious as it would be under the idiotic coaching staff we've
had. Let me ask you a question, Leo.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Aside from that, what's your interest level in the Bears? Where are you at on this Bears team? Because there seems to be lack of buzz, to put it just simply, about this team.
I'll put it this way. I've had season tickets for 10 years, and I'm with a group of 9 guys. We sold every ticket this year. So my interest level is right around 2003, 2004. This is a 2 to 3 year at least rebuild. I'm not interested. I'd rather watch White Sox baseball than Chicago Bears.
My eyes, my arse. Wow, thanks for the call, Leo. I get what you're saying, and I think one of the curiosities that I have is still, as we discussed yesterday when we referenced the piece that Mike Mulligan wrote about the difficulty that even the best coaches have of making something out of nothing.
No question.
Making a lot out of a little. Is what that is actually going to mean when it comes to outcomes. Are they going to be aware enough of their own personnel and smart enough to figure it out, or is this just going to be a slog in which they figure out how to lose slower or lose less spectacularly?
Yes, I think we discussed a long time ago that we don't think that my guy Vic Fangio is going to give up 50 points.
I don't think so.
Going to give up 50 points twice. That's not going to happen. But I think that everybody I hear discussing this team has the same feeling about this lack of anything for this team, a lack of interest, lack of, you know, I don't know what it was when they made the hires, when they hired Ryan Pace and John Fox, and they bring in finally a veteran coach who absolutely positively knows what he's doing, even if they won't tell you what he's doing. And so half the time I don't even know what he's saying, but I know record suggests otherwise that he knows what he's doing. But there just seems to be, you know, I'm not the only one who sort of feels nothing. I just don't feel it for them. You know, I mean, I got a lot of people I know are huge Bears fans. They love their Bears. Nothing. Quiet.
Maybe Bears fans are smarter than they have been. Once bitten, twice shy.
I think it's wise to kind of keep your expectations low. Hope the second half of the season you see improvement. You see something in the last 7 games or 8 games of the season where you say, aha, yes, we found a few players or whatever. Maybe you say, oh, we found nothing. Well, maybe you will. Maybe we'll say we found nothing. But I think that that's what I expect. I expect by the second half of the season that you will start to see some kind of improvement. And it may not be very much. It may not be enough to please you. And it's a long wait. But I think, you know, early on suggests rough going, I think. Rough with this team.
West Side Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, man, I was listening to your show yesterday. That guy was talking about rabbits and squirrels.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the secret of rabbit and squirrel. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. You boil the rabbit and squirrel with a little bit. You can boil it with a little vinegar, onion, bell pepper. Then you let it boil for 15, 20 minutes. You take out that pot, put it on the grill. You got the best meat in the whole world. I'm telling you. This is what you do. You can even do a possum like that, too. But see, you see, people don't know about good eating. All y'all know about chicken and hot dog. But I'm from the South. You take that rabbit, you boil it with a little vinegar, bell pepper, onion, and you let it boil for 15 or 20 minutes and put it on the grill. Now, Mike from Milwaukee, he made me think about some stuff, man, yesterday. He got a point. The Bears could beat the Packers. I don't know. They don't have any wide receivers. They ain't confident. They field goal kicker can't kick a field goal because they moved it back a little bit. He can't kick a field goal. So the Bears got a chance to win that game. I'm with Mike. Even though he sounds like Dean Martin, but I'm with Mike.
All right.
Mike's of the world unite behind the Bears.
Mike and Mike. They are.
That's a better version, actually.
It actually is. It makes more sense to me.
That's a show.
Too bad it's taken.
And, really, breaking news, I had no idea that West Side Mike was originally from the South, because how would you know?
Oh, I wouldn't know. How would you
possibly have known?
No, I would have never.
I'm shocked to hear that.
I'm shocked.
Right. And Homer Glenn, Brandon, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I've heard you guys and, you know, a bunch of other people I've talked about the Bears who say the coaching change might just be enough to get the team over the top and how the rebuild might be a little accelerated. And a lot of people relate back to a couple years ago when Andy Reid took over the Chiefs.